Leftists declare they will kill Rwanda migrant plan as removals delayed by race for PM. By Peter Catalon, July 25, 2022. As the Conservative Party delays their own plan to send illegal migrants to Rwanda over the ongoing race for PM, Labour has declared that they will see the scheme into the ground once they gain power. No illegal migrants are to be sent to Rwanda under a leftist Labour government, a senior member of the party has declared, saying that a government under the party's control would see the removal scheme killed off. The declaration comes as the Conservative Party also puts the plan into doubt, with the government having announced that they will delay any flights to the sub-Saharan country until after a new prime minister is chosen. According to a report by The Times, the UK's leftist Labour Party, which is now chomping at the bit to attain power thanks to a collapse in Tory party support, has put out an alternative plan to deal with illegal immigration, which involves fewer crackdowns on migrants coming into the country and even more legal immigrants than under the current administration, but more pressure on smuggling gangs. The Rwanda plan had been initially set up as a way of trying to deter the tens of thousands of migrants illegally crossing the English Channel in small boats every year. Though progressives both at home and abroad have slammed the scheme of removing people who have no right to be in Britain to Rwanda as being immoral from day one. Britain is better than this. We need much stronger action to crack down, sick, on the ruthless criminal gangs and prevent dangerous boat crossings, as well as proper working systems to help those who have fled war and persecution. Labour's Shadow Home Secretary Yvette Cooper said regarding Labour's intentions while describing the Rwanda plan as unworkable, unethical, and as having a high fraud risk. Cooper also announced that Labour would launch new legal immigration schemes, including one which would allow migrants to bring family members to Britain, and that the party would see the UK rejoin EU pacts designed around the management of immigration throughout the bloc. While the left in Britain clearly wants to kill the Rwanda migrant plan, doubts have been raised as to whether the so-called Conservative Party really wants to keep it in place either, with some suggesting that a future leader could also end up scrapping the scheme entirely. However, the two finalists, Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss, both of whom have links to the World Economic Forum, have sworn that they will back the plan, though Sunak in particular has sounded particularly apologetic about doing so. "These are not bad people, but it makes a mockery of our system and it must stop," the former chancellor wrote online, despite also saying that Britain often does not know who they are. Sunak's video declaring that he would do something about the ongoing migrant crisis occurring in the English Channel was meanwhile slammed by Brexit firebrand Nigel Farage, who briefly appears in footage at the start of the video declaring that the flow of migrants is completely and utterly out of control. "Very flattering of Rishi Sunak to include footage of me in his campaign video, but all of his pledges to stop illegal immigration amount to nothing," Farage wrote on social media. "Don't believe a word of it." Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.